We're joined by Stu McLeod here, one third of Eskimo Joe, who have just taken out their second track in the 45 Greatest WA Songs at number 6, From the Sea. Stu McLeod, hello, mate.
Hello, Taylor. How are you going?
Very good. Matthew Perrott and I are here to officially congratulate you and also clarify you were the GM here at RTRFM a couple of years back, but that does not mean there was any tampering. you definitely won this fair and square.
Well, that is good to know. I was definitely a bit suspicious when I got the phone call, that's for sure.
Mate, we were suspicious of you, okay? This goes both ways.
Hey, listen, congratulations. We already got to talk about Planet Earth. It came in at number 38. But From the Sea, the 6th most voted on song by folks here, loving it as one of WA's favourites. It comes from your second record, A Song is a City, which is kind of like this love letter about Frio, and that feels pretty appropriate because you're in Frio right now, yeah?
Indeed I am, yeah. Look, I don't think we're really ever going to leave Frio, Cav and I. Joel lives in Melbourne now, but there's just something about it. Once it gets into your blood, it's kind of hard to get rid of, to be honest.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, like we said, it comes from a record that's all about Fremantle. I think even though, like, Eskimo Joe, big, massive, huge rock stars now, we still consider you totally a Frio band.
Oh, definitely. And I think that's one thing that we've really enjoyed about living in Fremantle and staying in Fremantle is there's no one here that's going to be a yes man. They're all pretty much no men. So you don't have a chance for your head to grow anywhere near large. And so you just start acting like a dickhead, people say, mate, you're a dickhead, so you have to. It's great.
Always ready to knock you yeah. down. I love that. Stu, before we let you go, you know, folks know Eskimo Joe across the country, around the world as well. Some of your huge hits like Black Fingernails, Red Wine and Sweater, which is an earlier one, Sarah, all of those tracks. But we love you for the songs that have made it into the countdown. If we want to see Eskimo Joe now, though, we like, what, have to book you with the symphony orchestra or what's going on? What are you guys doing now?
Well, we've actually got a national tour coming up where we're going to play A Song of the City, which is where From the Sea came from. We're going to play A Song of the City and Black Fingernails Red Wine albums back to back live, which is something we've never done. We're really looking forward to it. So that'll be through September, October, and we'll be playing Fremantle Arts Centre, I think, in the second week of October. You'll have to look that one up, though.
Pencil it in. Lock it in. Get ready, folks. It sounds really wonderful.
There's no more penciling. I'm done with penciling. COVID has ruined the pencil.
Oh, he's taking the pen to paper.
Yeah. All right. Just ink it in then. Thanks so much.
Chisel it into your stone.
I'll get out my hammer, chisel.
You really are from Frio, aren't you, Stu?
Yeah. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat to us, Stu. And a huge congratulations. It's super exciting and it's been wonderful hearing your music over the years and this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Matt, and thank you to RTR. It's obviously I'm a bit biased having being a fan and a manager for a few years, but I just cannot really extol the virtues of RTR enough. Absolutely love the place and what you guys do.